So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Welcome back. One of the best books I've read in the last year is you caught me off guard. I respected Randy Hundley, but I thought, okay, he was a catcher. He had modest figures, and he doesn't have much of a story to tell. He had a great story to tell in a book titled Iron Man, Legendary Chicago Cubs Catcher, which was co-written and really brought to life by a frequent presence on this station, John St. Augustine. John, it really did catch me off guard, as I think you know. I wrote about it and said as much. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. How did that book come to be? Did Randy come to you? Had you known Randy for a long time? How did that book come to be?
That's the one you ask, right? So Randy has his story. They're both, I think, pretty close to me.
Sorry, we'll call you back. We'll call you back. It just sounds like we got a bad connection. And you are a radio pro. I'll read a little, while we're calling him back, a little what I said about this fabulous book, Iron Man, Legendary Cubs, Chicago Cubs Catcher. I said, his statistics do not jump out. 3,442 at-bats, 1,061 games, 813 hits, 82 home runs, .236 batting average, 381 runs batted in. But baseball is more than cold numbers, and Randy Hundley was more than a catcher for the Chicago Cubs. We're trying to get John back on the phone. Oh, okay. Johnny, there now, in a good line?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good.
Hope so.
That's the voice I know and love.
There you go.
And all of the WGN listeners know and love. We were talking about how this book... it's a collaborative effort between you and Randy. It's called Iron Man, Legendary Chicago Cubs Catcher. What was the seed of this book, John St. Augustine?
So I was a kid, as I was saying before, grew up on the northwest side of the city, and I would wait for autographs at Berto and Keeler. It was the last stop on the way out of the town before a lot of the guys that played in those Leo DeRocher teams would head home to the suburbs.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just a rite of passage. Matter of fact, in my second book, Every Moment Matters, I have a whole chapter called The Corner, because it was a big deal. And, you know, you don't realize that there's about 25 of those corners from Wrigley all the way down to... We thought we had the only one, right?
Yeah, right, of course.
Right, right. But anyway, that's how it started, 19... with all that stuff. And in 1970, I was waiting outside on the corner. It was a rainout game against the Expos. I'll never forget it, Rick. And Sano goes by, and Beckert goes by, and a couple other guys go by, and they're looking at me like, what are you doing out here? It's pouring rain. There's nobody here.
Are you lost, little boy? Yeah.
Pretty much. And I have my mitten, my pad and all that stuff.
Cute.
And I'm just, 11 years old. And here comes this red Corvette, Cub 9 on the plate. And I thought, he's here. And so Randy pulls over and rolls his window down, and he's got this great Virginia drawl, and he says, what in the Sam Hill are you doing standing out in the rain? And I just wanted an autograph, so you could never have this happen today. But
no.
He got in his car, he signed it, he asked me where I lived. I said, I'm about a block and a half down. Now get home for dinner, and, like my dad was talking to me.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was the first time I ever crossed paths with him, and then almost 20 years later, my first paid writing assignment was for the now long gone Chicago Sports Profiles magazine.
Yep.
I don't know how I got the gig, but it happened. They paid me $250 to go play in the Randy Hundley Fantasy Camp.
Well, I'll tell you something, John. As a freelance writer, that's a dream come true, frankly.
Oh.
We'll pay you and you get to go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you got to play in order to write it.
Right.
So it was, we went to UIC for the first couple of days, and I'm walking on the field with Sano, Kessinger, Beckert, and Banks, the infield from third to first, brother.
Yeah.
And of course, that's Randy's gig. And so he comes up and we get to start talking. And I kind of remember saying something like, you remember that time on the corner? He's like, just start running and shut up. Let's go. There's no time for nostalgia. But I had a great camp. Then we played at Wrigley, and family was there, and it was the most incredible experience outside of, you know, my kids being born and all the other things that you talk about. To go play baseball at Wrigley Field in the pinstripes with these guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, gets the heart rate going.
Oh,
so,
no kidding.
Anyway, that was the second thing. And then I wrote that, and then we stayed in touch. We've been in touch ever since. Every radio stop I've been on, and WGN included, I've had Randy with me somewhere. When I was with Harpo, I had him out with Dr. Oz talking baseball injuries. When I was in CBS in New York, I had him out talking about things. So we've been close for a very, very, very long time. And then about 2.5 years ago, just before he turned 80, he calls me and he says, hey, you know, that we kind of talked about a little bit here and there. I said, you really ought to do a book. And I've done 9 books for people. You know,
sure.
I'm a Schur's kid. I shouldn't be, you know, qualified to do any of this stuff. But it works for me. And I said, you need to get someone to write this before you don't have the chance to write it. And after a couple of meetings here and there, and he says, well, I'd like you to write it. And I said, no. There's like 50 guys in this town that are sports writers. I'm not a sports writer.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, but I trust you.
Wow.
And that's how it started.
That's very high praise. You could not say no after hearing that from him. You know,
it took me about 2 weeks to stop pinching myself, and I'm not kidding.
And what was the process? I know you talked to me a little bit about the process. You would meet with him and tape record. You'd have conversations. You needed certain facts, and you sort of would lead him into talking about his life and career. Was he? Sometimes it's hard for people to do that, John St. Augustine. Sometimes people who have never done it, and he's not part of that whole, you know, the Oprah world where everybody is self-confessional nonsense. Was it hard? Was it hard to get the stories out of him, or did he? Was it like a volcano?
It's like a volcano. I think Randy was just flat ready to tell his story, and I happened to be the guy that was there, and so we would. As you pointed out, we'd go to breakfast on a Wednesday. You've heard of Tuesdays with Maury, the great
book?
Yes,
yes.
Well, this was Wednesdays with Randy. So Wednesdays we'd go to breakfast, and he was mobbed by Cub fans. Every time we went out, I was just like, wait, what?
Wow.
And it was just constant pictures and autographs and stuff. And so then we'd go back to his house and start talking, and sometimes it was 2 hours and sometimes it was 5.
Wow.
And we would sit there till everything had been said at that point. We did this for about 6 months, 6-7 months.
Mm.
And he still owes me for breakfast, but that's okay.
That's another matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I got to tell you, and he doesn't mind me telling this. I think this was so important. The very first chapter I wrote, I didn't write in chronological order. Whatever popped in my brain is what, you know, something you talk about.
Yeah, sure.
Was about, it turned out to be the first chapter in the book called The Mitt.
Mm-hmm.
And The Mitt, his dad was a big-time semi-pro catcher back in Virginia and broke all the fingers in his hand, I don't know how many times. And so he was convinced that the only way Randy should catch after playing a few other positions was to put his hand behind his back, catch one-handed. At that time, Rick, nobody in Major League Baseball or baseball at all behind the plate caught with one hand. It was not done.
Yeah. I remember. So, I mean, that was an innovative thing. Until reading your book, I had no idea that was the case. I mean, there are a lot of fascinating things. Also, the starting of the fantasy camp. John, hang on. We got to do a little. This is like a telephone nightmare. This show. We got to get a commercial in, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
All right.
And do yourself a favor. In part because the local baseball scene is so miserable, do yourself a favor and buy Iron Man, legendary Chicago Cubs catcher. It is written by Randy Hundley with the considerable aid of Randy Hundley's full name for you people is Cecil Randolph Hundley Jr., written by John St. Augustine. John, this must have been a real joy to you, but I must ask, was it difficult? You had a lot of hours of interview to plow through to make what I consider, and I reviewed the book in the pages of the Tribune, a wonderful, wonderful read and a very strong narrative. Was it tough?
Well, you know, it's tough because we're close. It's easier for me to work with people I don't know on an emotional level.
Sure.
It's easier to just kind of just push them a little bit. But he was so forthcoming with this stuff. I mean, that story about the mitt, he was you know, had tears in his eyes, and his dad's been gone for I don't know how many years. You know, all this, everything that we talked about has such a deep emotional resonance with him.
Yeah.
So I think once we got on a roll, my job, as you know how this works, my job is to try and capture that essence that was coming out, not just in words, but in feelings. And I always tell people I work with that I'm more interested in words that count than word count. And what we came up with together was this narrative that really kind of peeled back the years that he, you know, made his way into the majors. He was kind of a kid who was up and coming. And when he broke into the majors, he was the first one-handed catcher in the history of the game.
I know, that is amazing to me. That is, and one of the things you got, you both got his battery mate, the Hall of Famer Ferdson Jenkins, to write a wonderful, wonderful introduction. There was obviously no reluctance on Fergie Jenkins' part to do that. They've remained close for all these years. It's tough, though, when you know a ball player, you know, anybody who is so physically active to get old. It's a tough thing, mm-hmm. isn't it? It is, John, isn't it?
It is, and I. Randy be the first guy to tell you that. You know, his health has been kind of up and down. A lot of it has to do with playing baseball for 14 years, and I lost count of the surgeries the guy's had. And at 82, a lot of those guys on that team are gone. There's few and fewer left of those DeRocher team players around. And one of the things that came out during this conversation is that, you know, we got this right. Let me just say it this way. You know, his life and what he means to this city and what he means to baseball. I mean, the guy caught 160 games in a 162-game season one year. No one's ever done that, and no one ever will.
I know.
In the history of the Cubs, Rick, there are only two Gold Glove catchers, Randy Hundley and Jody Davis.
Wow.
So when you start, the most difficult part of the book for me, though, were all the stats. You know, there's this couple of these online platforms where you could basically recreate games all the way back to 1900. I spent hours poring over dates that he gave me in game situations and recreating them to some greater or lesser degree in the book, which was, I think, kind of the glue that pulled all those narratives together.
Sure. But and people don't – one of the things, too, John St. Augustine, that you brought to the fore, the one-hand catching thing, and the fact that he invented this fantasy baseball jazz, right? I mean, he's the inventor of it, which has been a very lucrative thing for all manner of players. It's an incredible invention.
Yeah, he came out of the game. He retired. He was kind of bouncing around doing things. And you got to remember, and I think one of the things that I pitched in the book really hard was that these guys were a lot like my father. They worked off season.
Oh yeah,
Randy worked at a bank. You know, you got to find ways to make a living. These, you know, the players today stand on the backs of these giants that were, you know, doing the chicken circuit. They go out and speak at $50 and some chicken for dinner. That's how they earned their money. So very different time. But Randy was doing a baseball camp for kids, and it was Rich Melman of the great restaurant fame from Yellow Entertainment. He was a friend of his, said, maybe you can do something with the adults here. And all of a sudden he said it was like, you know, the baseball god spoke to him and there was a spark. And next thing you know, they're in Arizona with a bunch of ex-Cubs playing baseball with people lined up. And I, like I said, I played in 1993. That lasted 38 years.
Wow.
Now, Randy never got a chance to coach in the majors. He did coach in the minors. And even though he never coached in the majors, Fergie points out in the forward and said to me, he said, John, do you know any other managers that had a team for 38 years? Randy did. It's a pretty good point.
That really is a good point. You still obviously talk to him more than occasionally.
I see him once a week.
We go out,
we talk, we walk, have hot dogs. It's great.
You go to breakfast. Does he pay much attention? I'm curious about, does he pay much attention to baseball these days?
Yeah, we watch baseball, and his comments, some of them are pretty colorful.
Oh, I'll bet.
So, yeah, you know, he just... You know, let me just put it this way. Last summer, right towards the end of the year, they inducted Sean Dunston and Mark Grace in the Hall of Fame in Wrigley. Mm-hmm. And Randy asked me to go there as a guest. And I said, great. So they have all this pomp and circumstance. We're upstairs in one of the, I was either the Ricketts box or somebody's box up there. And I'm sitting between Billy Williams and Randy Hundley.
Oh, my God.
And I'm about ready to, you know, I need to change my pants here shortly. But here, those two guys talk about the game. I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just, even at their advanced years, they are tuned right in.
Well, this has been, I think for you, it has been incredibly insightful about about the game you love. You love baseball, you know, and that little boy standing on the corner in the rain is
a
charming, charming, charming image. What else are you up to? Again, ladies and gentlemen, the name of the book is Iron Man, Legendary Chicago Cubs Catcher. It was available on a website called lulu.com, L-U-L-U.
We direct people there. It's just easiest because I just think the world was a better place when Amazon was just a river.
Yes.
Amazon is not real author friendly, so it's at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Just put Iron Man in the search bar, $19.99. We'd love to have Cub fans that don't have one, and it's done really well. You know, thank you so much. You know, I sent you some pictures of Randy reading the article that you wrote.
Yeah.
When the book came out.
Middle.
And he was just, he's like, I guess we did pretty good.
Oh, that's awfully sweet. That's awfully sweet.
Yeah.
What else are you up to? And as you're also, you run the podcast for my next guest, who is the one and only Candace Jordan.
I don't sit still real well. You know that.
No kidding. You're telling me. Yeah. What other any other projects you want to talk about?
Yeah.
What?
I'm actually working on another book for a guy named Dan Mason. Might as well talk about it because he wouldn't care.
Sure.
Dan used to be the president of CBS Radio for 20 years, and he's got some radio stories, brother. I'm here to tell you.
Oh, wow. What years?
So, well, he started spinning real vinyl, so we go back that far. This is a guy who, when he was 14, used to stand outside radio stations and listen to the speaker and then make suggestions to the management at 14.
God. Whoa, what a character. And they hired him. And obviously, somebody hired him to do that.
It's another one of these journey things, right? I mean, here's this guy. He's never been in advertising, never been in sales.
Mm.
He started out spinning vinyl. He worked his way to the very top seat at CBS. He was there for a very long time. And I actually sent him the Iron Man book because he's a baseball fan. He calls me and says, so how do I get you to write my story? I said, well, first you write a big old check, and then we'll have dinner. So we'll see how that goes. But I love producing. You know, I love being on the air. I produce Candace's podcast for her. It's great. She's a rising star, always has been.
She's one of a kind. She is really, you know, inexhaustible. I'm having her on. She wrote a piece for her Chicago Star publication about 10 reasons to love Chicago in the summer. And as you know as well as I do, there are few people in the world who love Chicago more than Candace Jordan. Once more, ladies and gentlemen, John St. Augustine and Randy Hundley have collaborated on a book, Iron Man, Legendary Chicago Cubs Catcher. It is full of revelations, I'll put it that way. And it's just great fun. And Randy Hundley seems like a delightful, delightful guy. And you see him. Give him my best, will you please, John?
I certainly will. And I just a real quick shout out to everybody who's supported the book. It's just been overwhelming for both of us. I did this as a labor of love. He did it because he wanted his story told.
Yeah.
And the response we've gotten from people all over the world, Cub fans from all over the world for this book, you know, I'm always reading him some new review, and we just sit there and giggle like a couple school kids. It's fantastic. So last pitch is lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Put Iron Man in the search bar and play ball.
Thanks a lot, John. We'll see you soon, I hope.
Thanks, Rick. Take
care.